From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting from Washington. Iraqi forces say they are making their final push to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants in the city of Ramadi, which fell to militants 7 months ago. An Iraqi military spokesman said soldiers used airstrikes to detonate landmines and explosives ahead of them in the effort. Recapturing the complex would tip the balance in Ramadi, capital of Anbar province. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says within the next few days they will take control of the city. An Iraqi military spokesman said soldiers have used the airstrikes to their benefit. A UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. As many as 4,000 Islamic State fighters and their families based in southern Damascus were set to evacuate early yesterday morning. But the Britain-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zanran Alush was killed in an airstrike near Damascus. Monitors say Alush was prepared to guarantee the extremists safe passage to out of Damascus as part of a UN plan aimed at ending 5 years of civil war that has devastated Syria. Some reports say the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government killed him in an airstrike. Others say it was Russian airstrikes that killed Alush. Somali militant group al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeast Kenya that killed at least two police officers today. A statement on a pro-al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a military convoy as it left the town of El Wak on the Kenyan-Somalian border. This is VOA News.